here's what he says. I'm 13 and my mom is 33. Things at school were never great. I'm sort of short, so I get picked on some, but it was manageable. That was until one of my classmates showed me a picture of my mom naked. Whew, let's continue. I almost had a panic attack and had to be excused from the classroom. I ended up not showing up to school for a few days, faking sick. I was hoping that things would cool off, but they didn't. As soon as I got to school, almost everyone in my class was staring and laughing at me. This has been going on for about a week now. I was wondering how my classmates even got the pictures, and apparently, my mom advertised her OnlyFans on her personal Twitter account. Some students from my school follow her, so they were able to see the news, and they have been spread everywhere. I don't even have a Twitter, so I didn't know any of this. The worst part, we'll get to this later. The worst part is when I confronted my mom about this, she told me I was overreacting and that sex work is basically the same as working at a bank or a grocery store. Oh my goodness, Lord, be with these people on this planet.
Like a clown, if this offensive, I don't care, cause I'm just making my rounds. And if you voted Joe, you a coon. I love how that sound. Hey, mask off, I promise they don't help. If I saw my son in a dress, then I'll go and get my belt. Look in the mirror and tell me what you think about yourself. You need a safe space. Sorry, I don't care about what you feel. I'm about to break the meter. Two-way got my heater. Hey, I don't wear Nike, I only rock Adidas. Hey, I'm in the street, yeah, and mostly y'all just tweet up. Playing false teachers, so Bryson got a teal.
They would ban me if I tweeted everything in his verse, but I would get a Grammy if I wore a dress and a purse. They want every black man to be like Don Lemon, it hurts. They only love us when we Mike Brown dead in the dirt. If you like BLM and you watch CNN and you brain dead, probably wear a mask in the bed while you laying there with a Fauci finger in your rear and a blank stare, cause you done went along with it.
Can you imagine if people decided to make songs about killing Jewish people? Can you imagine if people decided to make songs about Jewish children getting shot while playing hopscotch and saying it was because the shooters can't shoot? It'd be banned immediately, right? And you could openly question this. You could make articles, anything you want. And everyone will agree that this is a bad thing, correct? But if you question the fact that there's tons of African-American musicians or rappers who are constantly talking about killing other African-Americans, constantly talking about, you know, overdosing, you know, glorifying all these destructive things, if you question it, you're automatically racist, even if you are a black person. This is on purpose. It's not an accident. If you have any sense at all, you know that this music is degenerating you and it's ruining African-American culture. We gotta get rid of it.
I am the hottest girl ever. Do you know how many guys are in my DMs? I'm only on this app to find professional athletes. So if you're not that, just swipe left, because I am not settling.
I am so alone. I will take literally anything. Seriously, if there's anyone with a pulse, I'm gonna... Hello? Is there someone there to date me, or... No, just the sound of my crippling loneliness. So what's up with you? Are you single or... Probably fit.
One of the things that I learned from whistleblowers from the cabal itself is that they have to work within something they call the rules. And this is very, very important. So I really want to make sure that this gets into the film. The rules are a body of spiritual principles that they must follow in order to be allowed to exist. Now, what do I mean by allowed to exist? I mean that they are aware that there are benevolent forces that will prevent them from achieving their goals unless we give them permission to enslave us. Now, think about that. Well, I didn't give them permission. So why did they put this plan for three world wars on display in a book that's hanging there open behind glass in the British Museum Library of London? And those three world wars that they're outlining are exactly World War I, World War II, and the War on Terrorism. because the rules state that they have to tell us what they're doing. Therefore, if we allow it to happen, we have consented to tyranny, we have consented to enslavement. Now, if you get into the secret history of the cabal, this was rediscovered by Queen Elizabeth, the original Elizabeth that we've heard about from the 1500s. Queen Elizabeth's royal astrologer, a man named John Dee, who is the prototype of the wizard with the long beard, the hat, and what he did was to rediscover through these ancient documents that were in the Vatican the technology of how to access what they considered to be spiritual beings that were useful to them, but what we would consider to be demonic or evil beings. These beings need to be accessed through a very complex set of rituals and ceremonies. You cannot just ask for them to show up. You have to follow very elaborate and specific protocols. If you follow those protocols, it's like having an IP address, which is what we use to go online in order to notate a website. Every website has its own IP address. These spiritual beings, such as Baal and Moloch, which they still do ceremonies for today, such as in Bohemian Grove, there is a giant effigy, stone effigy of an owl. That's the god Moloch. The god Moloch goes all the way back to Rome and Carthage, in which they were offering child sacrifices to this god in exchange for power. So John Dee rediscovered the technology of how to draw the magic circles, how to say the right incantations, how to actually do black magic on a governmental.
Out of all my videos, I wish we blow this one up the most. This is why.
You've heard me say this before again and again, but I'm going to keep saying it. What's that idea? We don't derive our rights from the government. We possess them because we're born, period. And we yield them to a government.
Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. Order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights.
We call things we don't understand conspiracies, or things we don't really fully really get the information on conspiracies, right? Oh, we say, oh, it's a thought, that's a conspiracy. The government has been ran off a thought, a simple thought, because we willed power to them. Do you understand that? So they're a conspiracy. You think they have power, but only because you think they do. Let that sink in.
Like, no, I'm gonna be honest. I'm always as honest as I can be. If I don't know something, I will fucking say I don't know. I don't like dishonest people. I really don't. But the fact that some Karens and some Kevins will be like, I can't wear a mask because I have asthma. Bitch, I have asthma. I have every fucking reason. I am actually medically allowed to not wear a mask, but I still fucking wear one. Why? Because I'm not a dumbass. And I know a lot of people are gonna be like, well, I have the vaccine. I'm glad you have the vaccine, and I'm glad that... Ow. Sorry. I'm glad that you're able to go freely and not be so afraid, but I still think you should wear a mask. Because, again, this COVID vaccine is not 100% keeping away COVID. Your chances are less likely to get it, but you still can get it. And I don't think people completely understand that. I think they just, COVID vaccine, I'm not going to get it anymore. No, it's a shot so that way you're less susceptible, but you can still get it. And I get it. I really, really don't like wearing the mask. Trust me, I cry every time I have to wear a mask, but I still fucking wear it. Like, I'll be in the shop having to go like this because I'm already getting some sensory overload because I cannot handle having something over my mouth. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, try that screen thing. One, that doesn't cover this and air goes through. Two, I've tried that, and for some fucking reason, the shield thing, I don't know what the fuck they make that shit with, but I could not see out of that. It made me go cross-eyed the entire time, and I kept walking into a fucking wall. That shit hurt my eyeballs. I had a migraine, not from just walking into a fucking brick wall, but because I was being cross-eyed all day. That shit doesn't know. And it's just... I just find it so amazing how people are now like, oh, don't forget to start wearing your mask, Delta COVID. It's like, bitch, it's been happening. Stop acting like it stopped. It never stopped. People just thought that the vaccine was a quick band-aid to make everything go away. It's not going to go away. Because the government's not willing to actually do what needs to be done to fix it. It's simple as that. And it's not going to be a long time until it's fixed.
Who you are. The Mason Square doth clear the air of folly and deception. The rule is straight, the angle clear, for greatness has direction. By the compasses abide the points within so far and wide. No pleasure sway nor profit tempt these bounds of Mason pride. Greatness, what your virtues are. Good deeds practiced wide and far. And that secret of Masonic love is learning who you really are. For the great book knows what man can't hide, a life that's measured from inside. And on that book, that oath we took, and we will break it never, but stand by this, and this, and this, forever and forever.
Israel will be responsible for destroying the troublesome state of Iran when World War III starts, but rebel groups and tensions with neighboring nations makes it hard to maintain control in this region. Russian leader Vladimir Putin controls the entire Asian region, and Europe is controlled by ex-president of France Nicolas Sarkozy and former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. South America has also been a problem area for the Illuminati. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was involved in the Illuminati schemes, but he was notoriously difficult to work with, and the Illuminati leadership considered replacing him many times. In reality, Bob claims that the South American region really falls under the control of the Illuminati elites in North America. North America seems to be the central hub of the Illuminati power, and Illuminati elites are hiding in plain sight. Former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were apparently under the control of the Illuminati. And conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who makes his living exposing conspiracies, is actually an important part of the Illuminati's propaganda machine. Many businesses and industry leaders have ties to the Illuminati too, especially the oil tycoons, whose influence will be key to helping the Illuminati take over the world's oil supply and kickstarting the New World Order. Although, after they've served their purpose, the Illuminati will get rid of them. According to our friend Bob, the North American leader of the Illuminati is probably either Warren Buffett, the famous investor, or Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Bob also pointed out that shortly before he made his first post, Goldman Sachs had invested $500 million into Facebook, so that means that Facebook will soon be under Illuminati control. Now that we know who controls the Illuminati, what exactly are they planning? According to Bob, the Illuminati's ultimate goal is total world domination. They plan to start World War III, wipe out much of the global population and enslave the rest, and create the New World Order with a single world government. And how exactly will they make that happen? Well, Bob says they have a plan to destabilize the world through manufactured disasters. The Illuminati has many diabolical ways of destabilizing the world in an effort to start a New World Order. Pandemics like the Spanish flu, SARS, and H1N1 were all engineered by the Illuminati, who have been testing viruses for years in an effort to find one that will spread quickly around the globe. The Illuminati also have strong ties to the financial sector, allowing them to destabilize the economy and create civil unrest. But the scariest weapon in the Illuminati's toolbox is the HARP machine. The HARP, or High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, was developed by the Illuminati scientists back in the 80s, and it gives them the power to control the weather and manufacture natural disasters. The HARP machine is collectively controlled by the world Illuminati leaders, so that no one country can use it against another. another. Some disasters, like the Haiti earthquakes, which were the results of tests gone wrong, and others were well-planned operations like Hurricane Katrina, which was meant to divert attention away from the fact that the Illuminati were building a bunker under the French Quarter. Bob says that's why it took so long to get FEMA aid to the area. Bob also warns that the Gulf oil spill was engineered by Illuminati as part of a deep...
People say you should be alone in your 20s. I never understood that until recently. I don't want to spend my 20s chasing temporary people or things. I'm the most permanent thing in my life. So I'm going to choose me.
When we get into ley lines, we find out that all these ancient monuments like Stonehenge are built on the same straight line pathways where these churches, abbeys, and cathedrals are built on. What I'm suggesting is that the cathedral is an ascension mechanism. First of all, they burn frankincense and myrrh, and we know now that frankincense has these weird chemicals in them called sesquiterpenes, which when you breathe them, it actually activates your pineal gland. The pyramid effect from the roof, you're hearing this stuff, it's echoing, and then you're looking at that stained glass window, which is a mandala. You get this huge spiritual hit, but you don't know why. Perfect ascension chamber built to activate your consciousness. The Knight Templars brought all that science over from Egypt.
Yo, you might want to just break up with me. We can't be together. And then he says, well, I don't simply, well, then maybe we shouldn't be together. And then he asked me about soap. But by this time, I had basically blocked him out and went to sleep. Because after that last text message where I said, listen, you know, if you don't like the way I smell, then maybe we shouldn't be together. And I said, the men that used to molest me and sexually assault me and abuse me and shit used to use my smell as a way to, like, you know, fuck me up. But that's something that men do to a lot of women. That's not some new shit. But I told him I wasn't going to put up with that shit with him. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through that with men, the men who molested me.
The next day, meanwhile.
Because of theirs. Stop telling black women that when we wear weave and makeup, it's because we don't love ourselves. Grooming is a part of self-care.
The idea is to wipe away all the Africanness out of this place, basically. All right, they don't contribute to our nation. They haven't contributed. They don't bring nothing to us. They are completely, utterly useless to us. We don't need them. They were brought here as slaves. Slavery is wrong, so they have to go. They shouldn't be allowed in. We fought them for our independence, so they have to go. I mean, these Haitians, you know, but talking about blacks in general. No African Americans allowed? That's a pretty simple one to understand. Nobody that's of African American descent? That's a pretty simple one to see.
Let's start from the beginning. World history since 1776. Touch that and prepare to meet your doom. All right, question number one. Who was Adam Weishaupt?
He was a German Jewish professor who came up with the idea of one world government.
Okay, home team up one. The Illuminati, who are they?
They were the group founded by Weishaupt, and their aim was to create one world government.
To zip? I have never heard of this before.
It's because you went to school in the Dark Ages, Mom.
Hey, one more crack like that, kiddo, and it's the penalty box for you. What are all these references to Jews?
The Jews make up the Illuminati. They signed a pact with Lucifer saying that they would help take over the world and create one world government.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why is it that when females are out wherever, men feel like they can come up to them at any given time and get mad when they're not getting what they want from it? Like, they feel like they're owed something from a woman. And let me tell you, the fear of rejection from, like,
you can't make this stuff up, guys.
Is real.
I was just out at a bar. Black men were there. None of them talked to my friends and I. All pretty girls.
Wow.
Black girls. None.
How come I be cute? I step out and y'all ain't hollering.
What's fucked up about today's music industry? It's a lot of rich kids paying publicists to create a story about them being poor and the struggle So it appeals to poor people who are struggling, who end up buying their stuff and believing them, and then making those rich kids even more rich. A lot of people are bullshitting. I'm in Nashville all the time. I meet rich kids, their parents are paying their bills, you know, paying $20,000 for their album to be done. And then they release songs and press about them having the struggle, the come up, the DIY aesthetic. To appeal to you, they think you're stupid.
Today, I'm coaching Benjamin.
Hi, excuse me. I happened to just see you crossing the street and thought you were gorgeous and I wanted to come talk to you.
I'm married. Thank you.
Hi, excuse me.
If she doesn't seem interested, don't keep talking.
Hey, you with the red hair. You probably get a lot of attention with that.
Don't let her walk faster than you.
Hi, excuse me. I just happened to see you walking over there and thought you were gorgeous.
Don't back her up against the wall.
You with the very colorful surfer wave bag.
Maintain positive attitude.
Thought you were gorgeous and wanted to come say hello.
I'm actually going to meet my boyfriend right now.
All right, we're about to go meet him together. Hi, excuse me. I happened to see you outside crossing the street and thought you were gorgeous. What you got going on today?
Doing this.
How long you been doing photography for?
5 years. Do you have Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I do have IG.
Good job, Benjamin.
I just happened to see you going up the escalator. Felt like I needed to come say hello.
Hi.
My name's Ben.
Nice approach.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you, like, going to school for marketing?
No, I just graduated. Actually, I'm starting a new job.
We can kick it sometime, maybe. I can get your phone number.
Sure. And
shots they're going to give us.
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a Holocaust, a genocidal Holocaust. Women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile. Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision? She said, we. The aristocrats.
If you were trying to take over a society, if you were trying to take over the world, what would you do? You would take out all the alpha males and make men feminine. Same goes for women. You would strongly discourage women from being in their divine feminine. You would do everything in your power to decrease their levels of estrogen so that they became more like men. If you did this, the entire society would collapse. And that is what we're seeing right now. This is what we've seen in many societies in the past. This is what we're seeing once again.
I married a white guy and had two Harpers, two half Asian children. Why these two MFs look 100% Asian, bruh? the wealthy single Chinese women choosing white sperm donors to have a baby. They want a family, but not a Chinese husband. Ooh, Asian women want white sperm. It's not a case of wealth. Oh man, are you ready for this? My mom told me that I need to marry either a white guy or a half Asian, half white, so my kids can be cute. Lol, oh god. My mom told me I should marry a white guy so I could have a cute half Asian, half white babies. Lol. That's her life goal for me. Lol. Dad, Kiala, marry a white guy. They won't cheat on you. You have to marry a white guy so you can have beautiful grandchildren. Okay, Dad. Dad told me to marry a white guy. Mission accomplished. A group of Lowell boys passed by. My mom, you should marry a white boy so you can get someone with blue eyes in our family. Hashtag same. Ooh. My mom wants me to marry a white boy, lol. My mom wants me to marry a white boy, laugh my ass off. I remember when my mom told me she wanted me to marry a white boy, lol. My mom wants me to marry a blue-eyed white boy and is starting to imagine my children. A cute guy came into the store today and my mom said she wants me to marry a cute white boy like him and have cute half babies. I prefer my grandkids to be half Filipino and half white. Okay, mom. Another quote, shrug. My dad always wanted me to marry a white man, lol. Dad, Michelle, just marry a white boy. They're so much prettier than Asian boys. Except me, of course. Stop laughing. You look like me. My aunt is telling, and so basically the whole thing is there is a culture. Even the parents are saying you should marry a white guy because of the prestige that white men have. It's just undeniable. You get these just be white deniers that say that it's because Asian women want Western men. But a lot of these women are in the West. It's not about Westernness. It's about having offspring that will be more prestigious or will, you know, inch closer to acceptability, inch closer to good looks, inch closer to good height, inch closer to all of that stuff that Asians feel they can't achieve or would be easier to achieve if they were white or closer to white.
Oh, I live in Connecticut, not by choice, but I live in this really creepy, old, disgusting, busted house, but I thought I'd give you guys a tour. So, let's go. God, it smells so dank down here. Not in a good way. Literally, what is this, like, weird fake wall? I like to use this spot to bring my hookups to. It's like very private. It's like separated from the rest of the basement. It's like romantic. But you guys cannot tell me no one has ever been locked in this room. Just look at it. It's perfect.
What's a conspiracy theory that you 1000% believe in?
Well, I wouldn't call it a conspiracy theory because it's the truth. Hurricane Katrina is not what messed up New Orleans. It's a part of what messed up New Orleans, but it's not solely what messed up New Orleans. The U.S. government blew up the Industrial Canal and that stuff that nobody wants to talk about. Why do you say that? I lived there. You literally heard a boom, and then all the water came. Why did they do that? So that they could save the French Quarter. They did that so that they could save all the tourist spots and weed out all of the African Americans that were in the hood in the Lower Ninth Ward and other surrounding areas. So it's not a conspiracy theory, just facts. That's the government did that, along with a lot of other natural disasters.
Got number two. I've got my mask with Pikachu, but I am running 7 minutes late. I hope they'll jab me anyway. I really want this shot today. Now my fear of COVID can abate. I'll see actual real life people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change? And for the first time in forever, I'll emerge from my lockdown. For the first time in forever, I'll go catch Pokemon downtown.
Big bucks counting big dough. Said he smacked, posted in a jet smoking big dough. I'ma stay stitched, nigga, you be giving.
Oh my god, so you cheated on him? For what? He was always working.
Yeah, you don't need that, sis. Date a bum. They're always available. Just get yourself a bum. Trust me, you'll be happier. Oh, you want somebody financially stable? Okay, then get a sugar daddy. You know, they pay you and you can go fuck around with other people. They really don't mind. You want him young and attractive. Okay, so easy. Just, you know, tell the man up front that you want an open relationship. Simple. Oh, you don't want him to see other people. You want someone loyal to only you. Huh, okay. So why did you cheat on your husband? I'm confused.
There are hoes and then there are women. And you okay. need to stop.
All right. There are Nikes, there are Adidas, right?
Okay.
Clearly, you can visually separate which one is which, right?
Okay.
So how the fuck are we doing it with y'all?
You... specifically, and all your little cult members are looking for hoes, but you're expecting woman quality traits.
You did not answer my question not one time, though.
What's your question?
My question is, how the fuck can you visually separate a hoe from a woman?
Honestly, you should be able to observe somebody and know how they are.
Okay, you're still...
You should be able to.
Listen,
and baby, you're an intellectual person.
Baby,
so I know you know how to do this.
Baby, listen.
You can watch how somebody talks to one person and okay. how they move for about maybe 10 minutes. You can be like, okay, I understand kind of where
baby,
your head is at.
Baby. Visually, how do you separate a hoe from a woman? Visually.
Okay. Clearly, you're going to have to get to know somebody to know who they
listen,
are.
Listen, baby. You're so frantic.
What?
You're so frantic to be right. You're not paying
I'm
attention.
I'm not frantic.
So let's rewind it again. Visually, with the eyes only.
Okay.
How do you separate a hoe from a woman?
You can't do that. You can't do it.
Of course you can't. You can't. It's not possible.
Okay. So what?
All right. Okay.
No hookups. I am not interested in hooking up. If you're looking for something casual, swipe left. I'm not here to play games. I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for someone to provide for me immediately with no hooking up. I bring a lot to the table, okay? Especially at dinner time. I am not your typical girl, okay? I am not just here to look good for men. I haven't shaved my armpits in over 4 years. Sorry if that offends you, okay? Men are evil and rich men are the devil. And I am here to dismantle the patriarchy because those rich men are the most evil of them all. I'm here to find a husband, and he better look good, and he better be rich.
If you having troubles believing in conspiracy theories, look no further. Richard E. Byrd, Operation High Jump, let's get it. To sum it up, in 1947, 4,000 soldiers, including Richard Byrd, was assigned to this classified mission to head into Antarctica. But basically, what this mission consisted of was for the 4,000 soldiers to go into Antarctica and make sure that the land was not occupied by any enemies. Because at this moment, we were at war, or just finished World War II, and we were currently in a Cold War with Russia, so we didn't want to encounter any enemies. What the soldiers didn't know and what the government did know took a wild turn here in Operation High Jump. Richard Byrd described in his journal is that they encounter aliens, Nazis, and a hollow earth. This encounter with the aliens and the Nazis led to down planes, a lot of people dying, a lot of soldiers dying, and ultimately retreat from the area in general. 1968, years after the confrontation, Richard Byrd, he decided to do an interview on the whole incident, the whole altercation, the whole mission. And of course, after the interview was published, In that same year, he apparently died in his sleep. Of course, his journal was immediately confiscated right after Operation High Jump. That's not even the biggest thing. So in 1988, Richard Byrd's son was scheduled to give a speech about his dad in Washington, D.C., but he never made it. Said that he was going to give a speech about his dad's actual expedition, the actual truth about Operation High Jump. Body was found in a warehouse 3 weeks later. He died from dehydration, apparently. Knew of his actual plans to tell the truth about his father's expeditions. They ain't want that to happen. Y'all let me know what y'all think about Richard Byrd in the comments. Let me know who I should do next.
Y'all ain't gonna like this one, but I have to fucking ask. Are you really a 13-year-old non-binary, hypersexual, pansexual, they-them, anarcho-communist kink machine? Or were you groomed on the internet?
I dated my first boyfriend for almost 5 years. We were high school sweethearts. We lost our virginities to each other. And on the outside, we looked like the perfect couple. Like, hell, we were even nominated for most likely to marry their high school sweetheart. But on the inside, it was a little bit different. He had created this idea that I was this perfect girl for him. And I had undiagnosed mental illnesses at the time, so I definitely was not perfect. And whenever I didn't live up to that idea of perfection that he had created in his mind about me, he would withhold affection, which got really damaging the longer it went on. So after we ended our relationship, he started dating a new girl almost immediately, like within a couple of months. And she was a girl that we had gone to high school with who was a year younger and very religious. So he started dating her, and then like a few months after that, he got her pregnant. And he's been with her ever since. And I just relish in the fact that even though he was a little bit abusive to me, he's only slept with two people ever in his entire life. Could you imagine?
Hi, my name is Erin. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm...
My friend was just trying to get some, and her boyfriend wouldn't stop calling.
Please understand this, that girl that you're with, her friends are her friends. They are not your friends. Her family is her family. They are not your family. They're going to say, hey, hi, hey, son, what's up, cousin, what's up, bro, hey, brother. Her friends going to call you all that. But just know, if that woman, girl, female is ever ready to cheat on you or do you wrong, they're going to be in her corner 7 days a week. They're not even going to bat an eye. It's not even a chance that they're going to be like, you know what? That's a good guy. You know, don't do him like that. If you don't want to be with him no more, then just leave him. You know? You know, he don't deserve to be cheating. They're not going to say nothing like that. They're going to back her up. They're going to lie for her. They're going to do anything and everything they can to make sure she come out looking clean. Remember that.
What is the single most awkward situation y'all have ever been in?
One of many awkward situations I found myself in. Anywho, when I was 15, there was a guy I really liked. I decided to invite him and my new friend to a concert. My parents took us up there, and we had a good time. My parents let us drink, and we got a contact high from everything that's just floating in the air. Went back to the hotel after the concert was done. I told my parents I was going to go hang out with the boys in their room for a little bit because they had a separate room. My friend was on the phone with a girl, and me and that guy decided to take things to the bathroom. Very small bathroom, very cramped. I was a virgin. This was my first time doing anything. And it did not go how I pictured it would go. He could not get it in to save his life. So he ended up having sex with my tailbone and the cold tile floor. And I couldn't bring myself to tell him what he was doing. So I just let him go, believing that he was doing a good job. He acted like he had really done something. It sucked.
Wear pants if you want to, or leave your pants behind. Cause I like to wear pants, but when I wear pants, they'll be the stretchy kind. We can't go where we want to, it's not safe to go outside. But that's okay, don't want to anyway, want to sit on my behind. Stretchy pants.
I just want to scrub, and scrub is the way I can get my hands so clean. Scrub until they're cracked and dried, and hand sanitized to keep away COVID-19. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but what's your number for contact tracing? And if we lock down into phase 3, I'll need your number for contact tracing. It's in my head.
So a man in a rainbow dildo monkey costume sporting a 20-inch prosthetic peen was invited to read to children at a London library. And even the five white liberal single mothers who brought their kids to see this nonsense, even they said it was a little too much. You think so? Just a tad too much. And the library doubled down. That's the worst thing, right? This is it, guys. When the left say that critical theory is just a right-wing conspiracy, it shows how uneducated these lefties are, that they've never even read their own intellectuals, their own writers. Because Theodore Adorno, Herbert Marcuse, the Frankfurt School folks who started the whole critical theory thing, they wrote heavily about how they would demoralize the population and subvert the population and turn it against itself using cultural, gender, and racial conflict. And what's more demoralizing for a population than a 20-inch prosthetic peen in a young, innocent child's face? This has to stop.
Do you know Gloria Steinem? Here, let me give you a hint. A little deeper. Black feminism, the CIA, and Gloria Steinem. What follows is a fact sheet about Gloria Steinem's operations against the various social and political movements in America, particularly her role in creating a hateful and virulent strain of black feminism that attacks black men while partnering with the white establishment. The writer of Black Men, when she put a book called Black Macho and the Myth of the Superwoman by Michelle Wallace on the cover of Miss Magazine, to which she controlled. Let's read on. The book was written by a black feminist and activist, quote-unquote, named Michelle Wallace, who came out of nowhere. She was in her early 20s, yet she was being touted as the leader of black feminism. In the book, Wallace called abolitionists like Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth ugly and stupid for supporting black men. She called black revolutionaries chauvinist macho pigs and advised black women to go it alone. Go it alone? Do it alone? I don't know. But peep what Gloria said. Gloria Steinem said that Wallace's book would define the future of black relationships, and she pushed hard to make sure the book received massive publicity. Define the future of black relationships? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is the so-called black feminist movement was created and manipulated by the CIA from the very beginning. The only difference between black revolutionaries and black feminists on this issue is that black revolutionaries know they were infiltrated and manipulated, but black feminists are still unwilling to admit that they were infiltrated and manipulated, largely because they are highly invested in the hateful brand of black feminism. It is now a central part of the culture of black women, and this fact has led to the destruction of the black revolution and the complete distortion of black relationships. And the CIA had a direct hand in creating this situation. So, black woman, Gloria Steinem, your American journalist.
Cut, 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 cut. So you mean to tell me all this damn hate, men ain't shit. We don't need no man. I can do bad all by myself. Even kill all men. All that shit ain't even come from y'all. It's almost as if they had an agenda to separate the black community. I bet the motherfuckers are laughing hard as shit right now. How about we go against the grain and put our shit back the fuck together? Because this fuck all man, I don't need no broke man, I don't need all this other shit that y'all own, bro. This whole mentality is just for the fucking birds. It's not beneficial to the freaking black community at all, bro. So let's not do that stupid shit, because it wasn't even from y'all. At least not in its entirety. Not to the level where it's at right now, bro.
To love me, you don't even have to like me. But you will respect me. You know why? Because I'm a boss.
Time for a little lesson in population control and global governance. Outside this door, there's a bunch of goats who want to storm the castle. So what do? Time for some pornography and corn syrup. So now when I open the door, and now I get to pick them off one by one. Hey, do you want a loan with that car? 2% financing, and you're stuck. Now I'm behind you, and there's your wealth. See how control works? Very simple.
Student loans, interest on your student loans. I hope all the dining hall meal plans and bisexual experiences were worth it. Because now, for the rest of your life, interest on the student loans, interest on the student loans. Hey, enjoying your Hollywood entertainment up there? Interest on your student loans, interest on your student loans. You want a boat? You want a ski-doo?
I'm gonna be like,
Y'all stop. Motherfucking. My. Sitting around here. I'm cussing. Ask the motherfucking loud of my motherfucking. How the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck is wrong with you? Huh? Fuck is wrong with you?
You're just making a sound.
Give me a bell.
Look, in the least, the fact that your leaders are dressing in crazy hoods and burning owls, doesn't that bother you to some, in just on a certain human level? So you don't need to go to the stratosphere. All you got to do is go, yeah, that does bother me, and then move on.
Anyone want to go like half on rent, take trips, and carry the milk in for me? You can cheat. I don't even care anymore. I'm over being a fucking independent female.
This is not the time for the random, like, George Soros anti-Semitic Illuminati conspiracy theory nonsense, you guys. We can do that later.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
Actually, President Mandela asked me, how could South Africa protect itself against speculators like you? And I told him, I wrote him a memo trying to give him the best advice I could, how to reduce the exposure of South Africa to speculative attack.
That's the old stop me before I kill again approach, right? We're telling, this is what you can do to stop me.
Whether I or somebody else does whatever is happening in the markets, it really doesn't make any difference.
And I'm the editor who cuts out scenes from Hollywood movies for the China releases.
Clip that out.
You know, whether that be an LGBTQ kiss, something a little too diverse.
They would not want that.
Anything encouraging protesting or overtly sexual. And once I'm able to isolate those scenes, I put them in a bin right here.
Gay scenes.
And then I'm able to use those exact sections of the films to create little promos for social media celebrating the communities we've just extracted from the China releases. For example, I just removed all of the gay kiss scenes from Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a big no-go for China.
Back in for the China release.
And the Star Wars lesbian kiss scene, of course. And I was able to use both of those scenes for my Love is Love compilation for the studio's Pride Month social.
Yeah, I work with all the big studios, Disney, Paramount.
If you've ever watched a progressive scene in a movie, just know that I'm the person who removed it for audiences in China. I'm sort of like a...
Sorry to previously posted content on here. I am not currently dating right now. One, because I'm taking a really dense theology class that I'm already way behind in. And two, because the quality of product out there just, like, is non-existent. Like, it is an insult to use the noun quality to even, like, vaguely relate to what is out there in the dating world. But even so, I have kept my dating apps. Why, you might ask? Well, because I have created this game that I play when I'm bored. And it's kind of horrible, but honestly, at this point, I have no shame. When I'm bored, I'll scroll through the different profiles, and I have a list on my phone of the weird white boy names that I come across. It does not disappoint.
All right, boys, this is a quick translation key for when a girl is telling you a story. When she says, this guy I know, she means, this guy I fucked. When she says, my friend, she means, this guy I fucked. When she says, oh my God, this one guy, she means, oh my God, this one guy I fucked.
What do you do if black women disappear from the planet for 24 hours?
Well, I guess get my drive-thru order correct. Be treated with some type of respect. Have all those used Altimas and used Corollas from like the late 90s or early 2000s off the road. It would be real peaceful.
Man, I swear, I don't want to hear any more women talk about how men don't want to go on dates anymore. Like, three chicks I lined up to go on actual, like, nice dates, like an actual fucking date, not just, you know, Netflix and chill. And three times, they've bailed on me in the last fucking minute. Two of them I even gave two chances, bailed on me twice. So this is why dudes don't want to date. Because we just get stood up.
In the last 6 months, four babies got herpes as a result. As a result of what? Although all are recovering after receiving antiviral drugs in the hospital. Oh, it's okay. They're recovering.
Well, the practice is that the rabbi is supposed to suck the wound on the penis after he performs a circumcision, then spit the blood in a cup of wine and let everybody drink it. That's this beautiful religion of Judaism. And when the rabbi does that, he transmits herpes to the baby, that poor innocent child, and often causes the death of that child.
I did a video all on...
What a barbaric...
I know. And I don't even think there's any... It doesn't even come from the Torah, I've heard also. I'm not sure on that, but I did a whole video on circumcision.
It's definitely in the Talmud. It's in the Talmud, yeah. Suck the wound.
Not the Torah, though. And look at this headline.
But the circumcision itself is a genital mutilation, and that is true. In the Torah.
This is covering with this headline for what caused the herpes. Like, the headline should be, Rabbi sucks genitals and gives herpes to kids. As a result of what? They don't even say. They don't say here either. And they
Then that poor baby, he does it when the baby is cut open and wounded so that all his viruses and microbes and bacteria can enter into that child who was just born. It's so sick.
Seriously. And we're the evil ones for talking about it and expose it. You get censored. You're an anti-Semite. Again, with the inversion of what's really moral.
The United States has over 41,000 Chinese takeout restaurants, and almost every single one of those restaurants is owned by people who come from the same city in China. Fuzhou. As of 2010, Fuzhou had a population of just over 7 million people. For reference, the population of New York City is over 8.5 million people. They speak a language called Fujianese, a language so difficult to pick up that of the 1.4 billion people living in China, roughly only about 10 million know how to speak it. Now, how many of you have a Chinese takeout in your city? It might sit in a strip mall, there's never anyone in it, and you wonder, how do they keep their doors open? Better yet, how many Chinese takeouts did you hear of that were forced to permanently close their doors due to the lockdowns? There's something going on here, and I'm not talking about fried rice and fortune cookies.
All right, folks. This is where we're at. It's about 50-50. You're not strange, you're not weird for not doing it. It's 50-50. It was supposed to be 70% by now, and they're freaking out because it's not. And you can tell. But who's gotten it's gotten it, who's not ain't. And now you see what's happening. It was voluntary as long as it was voluntary. But now, it's mandatory. So what? What are we gonna do? Pull my kid out of the school. It's not happening. Your business mandates it. Quit. You walk into a store, they ask for it, walk out. And then what? What are we gonna do?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about male validation and stuff and my experience with it, because that's honestly like ruined my life basically, and I would be a lot happier if I just didn't crave it so bad. Like, male validation is so, I get like a high off of it. Like, it's the only way I feel pretty or just worthy. And I just want to stop it. I want to stop, like, caring about what other people think, especially with men. And I'll even want validation from men that I'm not even attracted to, which that's probably what it is. Like, it's probably, like, not that surprising, but I don't know. Like, it's so annoying. Like, and it's really difficult to stop because I am attracted to men. I'm dating a man, and he's not, like, pushing this on to me. It's literally a me thing, and he actually hates it so much. So, like, it's not like he's telling me to dress a certain way or whatever. Does that make sense? But it's just really hard because I still am attracted to men, and I feel like the only way the only way I will stop is if I stop dating men, or if I'm just a lesbian, which that's not how it works. And I feel like that's what a lot of my biphobia has stemmed from. I've been guilty for liking men. I feel guilty for liking men, for dating men, because of how it ruins me and how much men have hurt me. And a lot of men have hurt me in my life. Almost every single man has gave me some sort of trauma. So yeah, I don't know. So like, if anyone has any advice, please let me know, because it's so difficult, and I don't know what to do to, like, you know, stop. I'm also just trying to work on, like, not caring about what other people think of me, because I base myself, like, my personality, the way I dress, just everything off of how other people perceive me and what they assume. And it's like, whenever I ask someone, I'm like, oh, what do you think of, like, this or that? And they, like, say, oh, you're this kind of person. They've always been wrong, and I've always disagreed. So, like, just trying to work on that. So if anyone has tips, please let me know, because I would love that.
Yeah. Good personality and they're not great looking, and who fucking cares?
Well, let's just say hypothetically, okay? What if they have a good personality?
I know. There are no girls with good personalities.
Noticed a weird little pattern.
Even you, AstraZeneca, roll on up your sleeve. Get vaccinated.
It's here. It's a Fauci, ouchie, pouchy for my vaccination card.
Shout out to our favorite MD, Anthony Fauci.
Hi, Dr. Fauci.
Once you got the vaccine,
hug your family.
I'm so excited. Really, I'm so excited because it gives you a lot of opportunities.
Good point. Like Destiny's Child said, for all the women who independent, stop being single mothers.
What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning. This thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death. And often, literally, it's very useful to tell everyone, not just men, that they have an important role to play, a necessary role, and that if they act properly and honestly and forthrightly, that they can put their lives together and they can help their families and they can make their communities better, and that that's not toxic masculinity. That appalling phrase.
Can I say one other thing on climate?
Please.
I think it might be a good idea for President Biden to call a climate emergency.
Right.
Because it relates to what you're saying. then he can do many, many things under the emergency powers. Then he can do many, many things under the emergency powers of the president that wouldn't have to go through, that he could do without legislation.
Finally, I can comment again. I've been banned for almost 2 weeks. This question is actually pretty easy to answer. I've actually kind of answered it in a few of my previous videos. You see, women don't actually do anything in life. Even if you look at industries where women do technically dominate in raw numbers, there's still higher positions that men dominate. When they say most women are teachers, they mean grade school teachers. If you go to college, most professors are men. When you look at nursing, yeah, sure, most nurses are women. Most doctors are men, though. Men have to compete to get to the top, but unfortunately, we also compete at the bottom. Women, however, don't have to compete at the bottom. Unfortunately, there's always some guy out there willing to marry a middle-aged obese woman that's divorced with 3 kids. But men don't get that same honor. So when you look at the gender, there's 2 bell curves, and the average for women is higher than men because women get pulled up by the top of men. Women live on easy mode where men have to struggle to survive. And that's why I make content like this. There's too many women out there like you that won't remind men of how important they are.
All right. I want to ask people a question, and I want you to be completely honest. You can have time to think about it, you can pause the video, but I want to ask anyone who is watching this video the question of, if you were the government and you were faced with the problem of a too large of population and not enough food, resources to go around to the whole world, and you were faced with possible imminent death due to overpopulation, what would you do? So this always reminds me of Thanos and how he experienced his planet dying due to there being overpopulation. Stay with me. So because he did not believe that there was a God, there is nothing like that to really keep everything in check. It's not like, oh, well, I trust God, he has a plan, blah, blah, blah. If you don't believe in a God, then you feel that it may be just kind of it just will be left to you, correct? So Thanos took it upon himself to delete half of the universe. You know that theory about how the government has to kind of put everything in our face, and it's literally always just right in front of our face. It's just who's actually looking into it, you know? Such as the Dallas airport, stuff like that. Are you following me? Because I feel like I'm jumping around a lot. Anyway, back to the point. If you were the government, what would you do? I would do something that would cause as little panic and revolt as possible. So something as a vaccine, maybe. So that brings me to what I wanted to point out.
So now on to Bill Gates. First of all, Bill Gates was one of the main people that helped the vaccine get up and running to begin with. He funded a ton of the research. He's like the main reason that the vaccine is in place right now. Isn't it so weird that they're forcing the vaccines on us? In some countries, there are riots happening right now. There are tons and tons of protests. Policemen are laying down their helmets over the forced vaccinations. Things are starting to get absolutely insane. And now they want to start talking about green zones. If you don't know what that type of stuff is, look it up. I'll see if I can make a video about that. So Bill Gates has actually been talking about population control for a very long time. Let me show you.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare.
Stop ignoring that one guy in your DMs. After a week of me being mean and not responding to him, I went for it. And he took me to San Diego. He let me pick the place for lunch. My fat ass chose Old Town for the tortillas. We shared a margarita and Michelada flight. He enjoyed my happiness with the tortillas. He made sure my makeup was 100. He got me a mood plushie and rubbed my fat feet after. Oh, Dollar H. Tiwi getting hyphy? I made these ugly faces when he complimented me taking selfies. My heart, I can't, need I say more?
But make sure it's like all the way around.
I got it.
We out to party. I was awakened with my perfect coffee order. He gave me a cute ass speech date. He is the male version of me. Got a beach falling in love.
When you embark yourself on the spiritual path, you'll start to realize that the more attachment you hold for a certain emotion, a certain feeling, a certain identity, relationship, desires, likes and dislikes, the more attachment that you hold on to all this material world, or say the physical or the mental state of the human world, you'll start to realize the more attachment that you hold, the more suffering you get. Because your body will keep craving for it. And when your body is craving for that, you will start to seek out for more. In the seeking out process, you'll start to be stuck in this constant loop. And the constant loop of wanting more and wanting more. Hence, that's the reason why whenever you enjoy the process, be very mindful and be aware that you should not be caught up in the enjoyment process too much, because it's your individuality that's involved.
Are you an elite? Are your staged attacks not going as planned? Are your globalist agendas failing because you're using subpar crisis actors? Well, then look no further. Hi, I'm Harrison Hanks, the ultimate crisis actor. Need a medical doctor? In 18 years as a medical examiner, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah.
Is this one over the top? Is this one different?
Yeah, it's over the top. 33 children died. Do you need a grieving husband? Did a right-winger set off a bomb?
Right, yeah, we're just milling about over there. Had a massive explosion.
And I'm your man. Tired of melodramatic acting?
There's light away from the darkness. I'm just trying to figure out if he's okay.
I lost my 20-year-old, but I had 20 years with my son.
It's just tragedy. Horror and tragedy.
Or maybe you need me to tone down my good acting to match your sorry lot of wannabes. In that case, I can go from this.
My name is Bobby Palmer. My family's one of the families that lost a child.
To this.
My name is Bobby Palmer. And my family's one of the families that lost a child.
Going for the guns takes subtlety, like this.
I don't know how many more need to die before the president does something.
Not this.
And please, could we do something with the assault weapons?
And every one of those hands is a reason why those weapons should not be out in the general public.
Because in this kind of a situation, what has changed? Have we learned nothing?
Tired of green screen mishaps and disappearing noses? Me too.
Okay, you type it. Okay. Alright,
is there anything else you want to say?
I'm green screen ready, bonded, and insured. I can morph into 1,000 different faces. I offer reasonable rates, and I have no conscience. Just pick your card to play on the world stage.
From homeless to police officer, from doctor to witness, to your ace card, the grieving father.
You can count on Harrison Hanks to push through your agenda. Regain their trust. Call Harrison Hanks for all your crisis needs. Thank you, and good luck.
Why you invited me back? Because me and you.
We just called, brother. It's no problem.
Come sit down.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah,
happy birthday.
No, I'm good.
No, you're not taking the bag. Look at, no, Daniel, stop.
You'll get the bag.
No, you're not getting the bag. You're not getting, no, stop, Daniel, no, 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 you get it.
You're fighting your ex, you're fighting your ex.
We're just friends.
Daniel,
stop. You're only gonna take the bag.
Yes, yes, we're just friends, brother. We're just friends. We're just friends, man.
In Revelation 6 verse 2, it says that there's a man that comes on a white horse. He's wearing a crown and he's carrying a bow, and he comes to conquer and conquering. He's conquering and to conquer. Did you know that crown is Stephanos in the Greek, but in the Latin it is corona. It's a synonym to corona. So this writer is wearing a corona. And the bow, guess what the word is in the Greek? It's toxin. I'm not kidding, toxin. It's only used one place in all of Scripture, and that's it. And it indicates that this writer who's wearing the corona is coming and shooting poisonous arrows. When you combine those two words with the fact that Mark, sharagma, comes from carasso, which means to sharpen to a point, you have a writer coming to deliver the mark of the beast under corona by a toxin with a needle with a sharp point. 1 + 1 = 2, guys. Start looking this stuff up. God bless you and stay safe.
Okay, this is absolutely crazy. About a month ago, I put out this video with the World Economic Forum.
On February 23rd, the World Economic Forum put this video out.
Now, shout out to the Crypto Mason for this, but there's actually an unlisted video that the World Economic Forum has uploaded onto their YouTube channel. Now, you can find the link to this video in both my Telegram group and Crypto Mason, so go join it if you guys want to watch this video for yourself. Now, I shortened it, but here's what they have to say.
Shaking our economies and societies to the core has shown us how vulnerable we are to biological threats. In the digital world, similar risks are being overlooked right now. A cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics could spread faster and further than any biological virus. The only way to stop the exponential propagation of a COVID-like cyber threat is to fully disconnect the millions of vulnerable devices from one another and from the internet.
Which is virtually
all
impossible.
Of this in a matter of days. A single day without the internet would cost our economies more than $50 billion, and that's before considering the economic and societal damages should these devices be linked to essential services such as transport or healthcare. COVID-19 was known as an anticipated risk. So is the digital equivalent. Let's be better prepared for that one. The time is
now. So virtually what the Economic Forum is saying is that there's going to be a major catalyst that comes in and just wipes out the entire digital realm. That will have an effect on the entire and anything connected to the internet, even including cryptocurrencies. But this got me thinking, because if you guys watched my Great Reset video with the Economic Forum, you guys would know that there's actually 6 cryptocurrencies the World Economic looks into as the future. Listed directly in one of their forums, it includes Algorand, Cardano, Celo, XRPL, Solana, and Stellar Lumens. And they refer to these projects as cryptocurrencies you should look into. Now, the World Economic Forum always has an agenda. So my question to you guys is, do you guys believe these cryptocurrencies could actually be the solution to solving an economic crisis for a digital cyber attack? Or are these currencies just part of the great